Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The 2015 Green Bay Packers took us on a roller coaster ride that had an all too familiar ending. It ended in overtime, in heartbreak fashion, for the second year in a row. After coming so close to a return to the Super Bowl, with an overtime loss in Seattle in the NFC title game a year ago, the 2015 Green Bay Packers carried the loftiest of goals into this season. But the loss of All-Pro wide receiver Jordy Nelson to a season-ending knee injury in the preseason would mean this edition would have a much greater challenge just to get back to where the 2014 team finished. Back-to-back midseason losses at Denver and Carolina illustrated just how far this group was from the brink of the Super Bowl. A loss at home to the Minnesota Vikings in the de facto NFC North title game put Green Bay on the road for the postseason. But the Packers got their struggling offense on track, scoring on five straight possessions to oust the Washington Redskins from the wild card, earning a trip back to the desert for redemption against an Arizona Cardinals club that had beaten them by 30 points in Week 16. The Packers would face the second-seeded Cardinals without Nelson, without wide receiver Devontae Adams, and then without Randall Cobb, who left the divisional playoff game early due to a chest injury. What Aaron Rodgers was asked to do late Saturday night made the Motown Miracle in Detroit look like a pitch and catch against air. Down by 7, 55 seconds ago, facing 4th and 20 at the Green Bay 4, Rodgers made magic with Jeff Janis, of all people, who rarely played in the offense this season. From the jaws of defeat, in the back of the Green Bay end zone, 60 yards to Janis to keep hope alive. Three plays later, 5 seconds to go, 41 yards from a potential game-tying score, and yet another Hail Mary performed by this unlikely duo miraculously pushed the divisional playoff game into overtime. But unfortunately, that's where Arizona's future Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald imposed his will. For the second year in a row, the Packers season ended in postseason overtime. This season, the Packers brought back essentially the same core that came so close to making a Super Bowl trip the year before. But that won't be the case this year. There are 12 unrestricted free agents, so the 2016 Packers will have a different look, and that's to be expected. For in the NFL, the only constant is change. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.